Good morning, everyone. Happy Sabbath. Just to let you know, it should say children's story, but by Torres family, because the whole family helped to do the children's story. Like Jocelyn, she found the idea. William built what is in here, and Buddy's gonna read it. So thank you for your help. Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
Right? Okay. For the children's story, I want you to guess what is the children's story about. You can't say anything because you know it. You know it. So Valerie is going to start reading it. And if you know what's the name of that story, raise your hand and she will stop reading and I will give you the opportunity to speak. Okay? Did you understand the rules? Okay. Okay, go.
Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock.
Okay, she raised her hand first.
The wise man built his house on the rock.
Okay, what else?
He built a house on the sand. The wise man.
And that's a half of the title. What's the other part?
The wise man built his house.
Okay, well, so it means that we know only half of the story. Just last opportunity.
He built a house on the sand.
Okay, the foolish man, right? So that's the two parts of the story. So tell me, what is inside of this bag? Who can tell me what is inside of this bag? Yes?
Game.
A game? But more specific, what things do you think are in here? I didn't see who was first. You three, okay?
Rock and sand.
Rock and sand.
A TV.
A TV, ooh, okay, let's see, okay. So who said it's a rock and sand? Put your hands down. Who thinks there is no rock and sand over here? Do you think it's something else? TV maybe, right? Okay, let's see. Yes, there is rock and sand, right? Okay, you can take a seat. You can see. You can see from there. Okay, can everybody can see? Can you see well? Right. Okay. All right. So Valerie is going to tell the story. And you will see how everything happens. Kind of an idea how everything happens, okay?
Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on the house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock.
So you think it's falling down?
No.
Do you think it's blowing, right? It's blowing, and nothing happened, you see? Rain and blowing. Okay. Okay, let's go.
But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rains descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on the house, and it fell. And great was its fall.
Okay, you can take a seat. Okay. So where's the wise man? Right? Upon the rock. And the foolish man on the sand, right? What was the lesson about this story? Now I need you to pay attention to me. Yes? Yes? Okay. What represents the rock? Okay, the kingdom of God, that's what she said. So the story says, therefore, whoever hears these sayings, Jesus was speaking to them. So the Bible represents the words of God, the words of Jesus. So the story is telling you that the wise man is the person who hears the voice, who hears the word of God, who hears the Bible, who listens to the Bible. But it's also saying the one who does what is on the Bible. For example, if the Bible says, you shall not steal, what you should do? Not steal, right? So that's a person who does what the word of God is saying. You listen to the Bible. Where? At Sabbath school with your teachers. Who goes to Adventures? Who belongs to Adventures? Every one of you, right? So your teachers are teaching you about the Bible, the words of God. So if you are listening to those stories, if you are listening to those lessons, and you do what you're learning, you are like this wise man, because you are listening and you are doing it. So when the temptations comes, when something bad in your life is coming, you will be like this building. You won't fall because you are on the rock, right? You have the knowledge. You know the Bible. So if one of your friends tell you, hey, William, what about if we steal this Lego building? Let's steal it. What he will say? No, because the Bible says I should not steal. That's how the Bible help you in your life. And the foolish man is this represented here, right? He hears the voice. He hears the word of God. Sometimes he read the Bible. Sometimes he hears what the pastor is preaching. But as soon as he get out from the church, he's doing everything different about what he hears. So if you learn something and you are not doing it, you become like this foolish man. So what do you want to be? The wise man? Raise your hand if you want to be the wise man. So from now on, you have to pay attention to your teachers. You have to pay attention to the pastor. Learn and do it, right? Okay, this is the children's story. You can go to your places. Thank you for paying attention. We have to pray. I'm sorry. I was so nervous. Okay, she raised her hand first. So she raised her hand first. Okay.
Dear God, thank you for praying. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Okay, you can go.
Okay. Dear God, thank you for blessing in the church in Jesus' name, amen. I want to pray. Dear God, thank you for today. Thank you for church in Jesus' name, amen.